I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World on your radio. When the parties you usually go to are too boring, you head to the fringe. I know it's Memorial Day weekend, people, but I'm not talking about those kinds of parties. I'm talking political parties. Here in the U.S., a Tea Party surged when voters tired of what the main parties were saying. Something similar right now in Britain. In elections there this week, the U.K. Independence Party, or UKIP, scored some big gains at the expense of established parties like Labour and the ruling Conservatives. UKIP is an anti-immigration party that favors pulling Britain out of the European Union. Its leader, Nigel Farage, says that would allow the UK to have full control of who gets into the country.
We want an immigration policy based on controlling not just quantity but quality as well.
Wow, I can't imagine how that would fly here in the States. But in Western Europe, that sort of sentiment is on the rise. My colleague at the BBC, Paul Moss, has been reporting on this trend. First of all, tell us about the UK. Who is Nigel Farage, the head of UKIP, and what does he represent?
Nigel Farage is a politician who has a certain distinctive manner that makes many people see him as an ordinary, regular British guy. He's often pictured drinking a pint of beer, smoking a cigarette, which is unheard of for most politicians. What we call in Britain a blokey image, and it's carried him a long way. The first and most important thing that's brought him to prominence is his challenge of the European Union. Now, our Conservative Party is not particularly keen on the European Union, which, as some of your listeners may know, started out as a free trade body, but has grown to have more powers and more issues which it makes laws about. He challenged that and said, look, we don't want to be in this European Union at all. But what has really pulled in a lot of votes for Nigel Farage recently, many people would argue, is he's also been very critical of immigration to Britain. He says there's too many people coming here, both from inside the European Union and from outside. He talks about the lack of jobs in Britain and how British people should be able to do these jobs. And until there are more jobs available, we shouldn't be bringing in many foreigners in here. And that seems to have got a lot of votes for him from a lot of people.
So is that a telltale sign that UKIP is basically a far-right party?
They certainly deny this accusation that they're a far-right party. One crucial point that has emerged today, we've had local elections for councils in Britain, and we've seen UKIP taking votes from the left-wing Labour Party. So they would argue that they take votes from everybody who's just fed up with being in the European Union and fed up with seeing, as they would argue, their jobs going to immigrants. We've also seen some members of UKIP come out with religious comments, which I have to say are much more unusual in this country than they might be in the United States. When there was recently some terrible weather and floods in Britain, one UKIP spokesman in an area said that the floods might be God's punishment for us allowing to have gay marriage. That sort of thing has given the party the reputation with some people as being full of eccentrics, oddballs and some right-wingers. But the people who run the party insist those are just a few minor characters. The basis of the party remains mainstream. And the fact that they're now getting such widespread support, maybe more than 30% of British voters in the European elections, suggest to people they're tapping into mainstream sentiment and not anything too extreme.
All right. So if this is kind of an iteration of the right-wing trend, it does have varying degrees of kind of stickiness across Europe. I know you've tracked this in several countries outside the UK, Paul. What's going on elsewhere in Europe?
There's certainly anxieties about immigration across Europe. Most of Europe is having terrible problems economically, and of course, suggesting that immigrants might not be helping is a common tactic that some parties will use, and indeed some economists might argue is true. So you're certainly getting that. In France, a party called the National Front, the Front National, is doing very well. They've always had a strongly anti-immigrant line. In the Netherlands, a party called the Freedom Party, which is run by a rather eccentric-looking guy called Geert Wilders, he's been criticising the amount of Muslim immigration to Holland. And we've seen anti-Muslim groups in some places. In Finland, there's a party which has criticised, in particular, Islamic immigration to those countries. But above all, what you could see across Europe far more universally is what I would call anti-establishment parties. These are parties that are saying, look, the old politics has let you down, the old politicians were corrupt or all the same or couldn't do anything. And across Europe, you're seeing parties rising up who were, for a long time, very much on the sidelines, suddenly coming to dominate the landscape.
Reporter Paul Moss with our partners over in London at the BBC. Thanks for breaking down this UKIP business for us. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure.